I was born into fitness, I think is the best way of putting that.
For most people, fitness is one of the great dividers of our times. You either love it or you hate it. Enter Nick Corneille, a lifelong fitness junkie and entrepreneur who really, really loves it. For Corneille, fitness is more than just a hobby or a profession. It's a lifestyle. And it's been that way for as long as he can remember.
So my mom ran gyms my whole life growing up. So I was sort of like babysat on the side of aqua aerobics classes, and just it was something that was always a part of my life, a part of our lives. And obviously that fitness and sports really closely correlated together. The being active, being fit, and you know, that was, I played sports my whole childhood growing up, which, you know, led to me playing some professional football when university was done. And then settling into the fitness industry after that, as a trainer and gym manager, ops manager eventually. So it's always been, I tell people, you know, I'm 35 and I've been in the fitness industry for 35 years.
When you've been around any industry as long as Corneille has, you start to notice some problems. And he certainly did. These experiences made him realize that a change needed to be made.
Well, I mean, I think the seeds of it were watching my mom work really long hours for really crappy pay in this industry was, I think, the start of it. We knew something wrong with that. And then when, as an athlete, I was a coach and athlete and had people overseas. Like I said, I played in Switzerland. And so half the offseason, half the year I'd be in Canada, half the year I'd be in Switzerland. And I coached teams across the ocean. And they'd be offsetting off-seasons. And I'd be like mailing spreadsheets and stuff. So you saw the need for it pretty quickly. But then when I retired and settled in as a personal trainer, I first started working at Good Life and absolutely hated the business model, how it worked, how personal training worked, how the actual helping people didn't really work. So that's where the genesis of Trainer Plus kind of came from, my firsthand experience. And even running those gyms, I knew I was always going to do something in the tech space and a company like this. So it was really just a couple of years of researching, okay, why is fitness so broken, and where is that pain, and you know, how is it fixed?
After leaving Good Life, Corneille's passion for both fitness and tech soon led him to Ryerson's DMZ, sparking a partnership between the school and Trainer Plus last year.
I mean, I'm in the DMZ and we were looking for partners of ours and had an introduction to the head of the facilities here, the head of recreation. And I mean, he said he'd seen a number of technologies come through, but none that had sort of, they saw the direct value in right away. Because I mean, their mandate at Ryerson is engagement of students. It's not to make $1 million. It's how can we help more students get more fit? And so our tool gave them a way of doing that without feeling like they had to pressure and squeeze a bunch of money or sell a bunch to the students themselves. So it was a natural fit there in terms of just proximity and value alignment.
What is that value, you ask? Corneille says that the app's flexibility and accountability are some of its biggest draws.
What we build is a fitness history and planning tool. So, I mean, it captures all the relevant data from, you know, your first consult or assessment that you put in there. And then it's really easy for trainers or for yourself to build and prescribe workout plans that you get on mobile, and then very easily track all those workout plans and get all that data all stored in one place. So basically we close the feedback loop between the trainer and client around all that relevant information. So it's creating these new ways that seeing personal training being delivered and sold in that sense. What I would caution against is just thinking that you can do it on your own. You know, there's a million solutions out there, P90X, bodybuilding.com, all that stuff. At the end of the day, everyone needs a plan that's customized to them, and usually people aren't intrinsically motivated. So you need some help from the outside to keep you accountable, keep you motivated to get into that, to change that into a habit and change that into a lifestyle. So don't be shy to look for help. It's a very, you know, there's also the whole, you know, the ego thing, especially of youth and thinking, you know, you can do anything on your own. But yeah, don't be shy to get help. And if not, I mean, talk to us. We can also at Trainer Plus help connect you with other trainers that are outside of that realm as well.
I try and go once a week.
Margot Rubin is an RTA major at Ryerson. While she doesn't use Trainer Plus as of yet, she sometimes struggles with the same problems that it aims to help solve. Time and motivation.
I try and go more than once a week, but right now it's just been really busy with midterms and things like that. I just recently moved downtown too, so it's been hard to fit into my schedule.
For students like Ruben, Corneille says that there are many services that the Ryerson Recreation Department and Trainer Plus offer.
If you sign up to Trainer Plus yourself and build your own workout, you can book 30 minutes with one of the trainers for them to review and help you with your workout plan. So if you want to be on your own, that's great. if you want to get a full assessment and planning session from a trainer, your first phase, it's $30. I mean, it's a service that we, like I have this service on the side, and we charge $150 for that service. Ryerson Rec is charging $30 to help students get started.
Evan McCabe, a personal trainer at the Mattamy Athletic Center for the past 5 years, knows the everyday struggles that students face in fitness. He says that the app's $30 plan has been one of the most positive aspects for Ryerson students.
So what's really beneficial about that is like our cheapest personal training package is about $330, where with a lot of students in debt, it's just they can't afford that. So Trainer Plus kind of offers this $30 option, this $60 option, this $120 option. So it's really beneficial for those that are on a very tight budget.
Well, there you have it, Ryerson students. You're not alone in your fitness struggles. If you're having trouble getting off that couch or finding a productive study break, maybe Trainer Plus is for you. After all, its founder really does love fitness, and maybe you can learn to love it too.